you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today's show, we're going to go over, I'm going to show you guys some sets that are due to retire in 2021, maybe 2022. It's one of those things, you don't know the exact retirement date, but these sets are slated to retire really, really soon. So as far as investing in Legos, those are usually the ones that you want to go after. So I'll kind of give you my thoughts on just a few sets that I'm actually investing in myself and kind of why I picked them. Obviously, you can't buy every single set, you know, unless you have a good amount of capital. But it's really good to just do some of your due diligence and kind of know your numbers beforehand, kind of look at some of the data and just look at some of the trends and popularity. So that's kind of what I ultimately do to kind of make my own decision. And hopefully you guys can get some value out of that. So as I can say, you know, I have a lot of information. I actually did a video, if you wanted to check above. It is about just Lego retiring sets in general. It's more of a video like on how the kind of the very beginner level of like why Lego retirement sets are really good to invest in. Also on this page, it's one of the pages on my website. I got a lot of information on here, just as far as, you know, some other information that would help you to make a decision. And that's the video I was talking about. If you wanted to go check that out, you can go on my website and it's right under retiring sets. We also have a full list of all the Lego sets that are going to be retiring in 2021. We have that right on our website here. So if you wanted to take a look at that, you can go right here to our website. But also I did have a spreadsheet, and this is actually on our website too, if you wanted to find it here. But this is a list that is compiled from a bunch of different sites. Promo Bricks is probably the biggest one that we got this from, but we looked at some other different Lego sites and we grabbed just what everybody is kind of thinking that the retired list sets are going to be. And I just thought it'd be good to put it in a big spreadsheet. I'm a really spreadsheet kind of guy. I like to have a list in front of me, something I'm working with and what I'm actually doing. So I put together this list right here. If you all wanted to grab this thing, you guys can go right to brickflips.com/retire. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So you can grab this list, and this has all the links in here for the major stores that you might find some of the Legos deals in. I even have some BrickSeek links as well. So if you wanted to do some in-shopping store at Walmart, you can go find that there as well as the Lego.com. So that's really helpful. So these are some of the sets that I'm really looking at. The first set that I looked at was, I love the Minecraft theme. It's one of those popular themes. Now it's really popular. So a lot of, you know, investors probably have this on the radar. At least I hope you do. It's one of those things that, you know, it's not really anything that's under the radar as far as sets to look at. You know, again, I said, you know, and there's a whole list of Minecraft ones on there that I'm not going to be able to invest in all of them, or I might get a few of everything. But this one right here, I love this one just because it is, it comes up also for dragons as well. And if you haven't seen my video I did on Lego dragons, take a look above. But it's very popular. You know, again, like I said, a lot of this stuff, people are searching for Lego Minecraft, Lego dragon, Lego Minecraft dragon, maybe. You know, if you're buying something for your kid, you know, they might find this, and this set will definitely come up if you're typing in those words. It's really good. It's a really good kind of value set as far as, you know, if you're a beginner Lego investor, this would be a good set to kind of start with because the price point is not too high. You can get this probably for, maybe somewhere around $11, $12, somewhere around there if it goes on sale, if it's discounted. So you can get, if you really wanted to wait, you can look for these in the store. Maybe there's some in there that might be on clearance at this point. But it's definitely a set that I would look at, even at a 20% discount. I may grab some of these as well. I did get them at a lower price point, I think maybe at 12, somewhere around there for my particular self. But again, this set is, it's Lego Minecraft The End Battle. It's set 21151. It has 222 pieces. So I don't have my data on as far as, what that cost is for everything, but this is definitely one that I'm probably gonna stick in my, definitely in my investment portfolio. Now, one thing you can note here is that when this does go out of stock, look how high the price jumps up in here. So if you've never seen this before, this is Keepum. I did a training above if you wanted to take a look at that video. But this this basically is, look at this one. When this went on a sale, and this was in December of 2020, so this went as high as $36, maybe $32. That was pretty good. If you're kind of looking at the numbers here, if 32, if maybe you got it at 12, so that's still pretty good for, something that hasn't retired. It's about an 80% return. So maybe this Q4, this year, 2021, this might go, maybe roughly around the same if it goes out of stock, maybe $34, $35. But I've really seen some pretty crazy stuff with Minecraft that for sets that aren't even retired. So, this is one that, when I get sets, I just literally put them in a box and I don't even look at them for at least a couple of years. Like, I don't really take these out and kind of do it. But if you're, like you said, if you're starting out, then this might be something that you can sell in quarter four and not hold it on too long so that you can use that money to reinvest it. So, 100% is pretty good if you're only holding on to it for, less than 6 months, and again, if this shoots up to $40, that's a pretty good return, even somewhere around 38. Because that could happen in Q4, so you never know. So this is definitely one of them that I like, again, because it's dragons and it is Minecraft. So those are really kind of my thoughts around why this one's a really good set to invest in for 2021. The second set is another Minecraft set. Now, surprise, surprise, Minecraft is really big sets to really invest in. They are a really popular search for Lego sets. They'll definitely be something that everybody's searching for during quarter four. These sets go like crazy. I'm telling you, it is something that I didn't really believe in. Some of the other themes, they do pretty well and stuff, but the Minecraft one always seems to just go, and the demand is so high in it that it just really does really well in quarter four. So again, we're going to look at this one. This is obviously past information, so this doesn't mean that it's going to be like this forever, in the future or anything, but it's still stuff to look at. So, this set, maybe you're getting this set at like $24, I don't know, maybe $28, $25, we'll just say, is kind of, the sweet spot. If you can get it, even if you can get it at 28, I would still get as many as you can. But if this is selling in quarter four, this is like this came up to about $65 last year. So, that's still pretty good if you're just getting it now and you're holding on to it. And like I said, this is past performance, so I don't know what it's going to be like down the road for the next quarter four, but it could shoot up to, maybe $70, and that, that could be still pretty close to 100% ROI if you got it for 28 or even less. Because these are also, I've seen a few of these on clearance as well. So if you haven't taken a look at my clearance video, you can take a look above. I did one in Walmart. I did come across these. I don't think I saw many of them, so I don't remember the exact price point. I think it was $24 for some of them. But either way, this is definitely a good set. I would look for these, discounted online to see if you can find some. And it really would be good to add to your investment portfolio. Now, again, I always recommend long-term holds for most of your Lego investments, because they will do really well. Usually in that time frame, you'll get a really good return on investment. But again, if you're just new and starting out, then it's still pretty good to invest in and still make a pretty good chunk of money back that you can use it to reinvest and invest more into Legos. All right, number three on the list is set number 10262. It's the Lego creator James Bond Aston Martin DB5. This set is really cool. I just like this set because it's for the coolness factor. I'm a huge James Bond fan. Bond. So this is the only, I think this is the only James Bond Lego set, if I remember correctly. And it's also a car. You know, it's creator expert cars. Those always seem to do really well, just in general, that particular theme. And this is paired up with the branding of an Aston Martin, which is a really high-end vehicle, if you're not really familiar with that. And then it's just for the movie as well. I mean, this was a really icon car in the James Bond 007 series. So, I mean, this is really, everybody who watches James Bond, you know that this car, you know, is just very popular. But I like this because, you know, one thing that this set is that it's pretty steady. It's holding there's no really discounts with this set. So I have to be honest with you, you're not going to find a lot of discounts on this particular set. In fact, I don't think I've ever come across one. You know, maybe if you can shoot me in the notes, let me know where you guys found it. Now, it could be, you know, once it's almost set to retire, I mean, there could be some stores that might have this that do give you some sort of a discount. Or you can also pair this up with Lego points if you wanted to get some Lego VIP points or some gift for purchases. But also, if this is available on, you know, Walmart or Target, you know, they might be running, you know, the sale when they're getting ready to clearance out their entire online thing. But you won't see a lot of this set in, you know, in the stores as well. So I've been really seeing these just online. So I think the supply of this is lower than most other sets. So I think that it's something that's going to be really valuable. And it does have a pretty good demand for the price point. Now, this is still, when this shot up to 200, I mean, this still was selling in here. So if you look at this, it's 279. This is Amazon's, but they were selling it at $288.99. I mean, if you get this at 149 or something, I mean, that's pretty good if you were to sell it at that. This is definitely a long-term hold. I mean, this is not something I would try to flip really quick. It's just not something that I would, but I, down the road, I mean, I could see this thing being worth, you know, like $500. That's pretty good, you know, short-term if there's a less supply of this. I don't know exactly how much supply is out there with this set, but I'm guessing that it's probably not a lot of, it's not as huge as some of the other sets that are mass produced. But either way, I think this is a good one to definitely invest in. I have a bunch of them stored away, and I actually want to build one myself. So I'm trying to have a little thing. I'm going to see if I can get one for myself before these retire as well. But the next set is another cool one. I'm a big Star Wars fan as well. I love all the Star Wars stuff. And eventually I'm going to do a video on Lego Star Wars sets to buy. But for now, this one makes it in my list. This set, they just came out with these like helmet things and these kind of like face kind of, I don't know what they call them, like stands or character stands that they're fairly new to the Lego design of it. And a lot of them that they just came out with is for Star Wars. They have some other ones for Spider-Man, Carnage, you know, Batman, there's a few other ones in there. But this one, the reason why I like this one though is because it is an exclusive Lego. It's something that you can't find in any store. The only two stores that you can find this in, actually I should say, is lego.com and target.com as well. So these are kind of exclusive to finding those in that, you know, those particular stores. So that could mean that the supply of this is also less because they're only available in those, and you know, lego.com and target.com. So I don't know. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things. Every time I get an exclusive set, it does seem to do really well. Like when I look at my data as far as going forward and looking back at the past data and how much I invested in it and my return off it, these always do really well. You know, it just seems like that every time there's an exclusive one because there's a less of a supply of this. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, that I've been burnt once with a Target exclusive. I think it was a Harry Potter. I don't remember the exact set of it, but I felt like I was holding on to the set for such a long time before I even got any decent return on investment. But this one, I don't know. I mean, this one, I think because this is fairly new in the Lego line, I think that this will be something that's not going to be a lot. And, you know, I have to admit, the fighter pilot one out of the other, compared to all the other Star Wars one, it's not my favorite one out of all of it, as far as, you know, like if the Darth Vader one or even the Stormtrooper one, those ones I think are a little bit more popular. But this one still goes up there and still one that I'm going to tuck away for a number of years with it. But they have this, you know, you can see, obviously this is on Amazon right now. You know, I think you can find it in Target maybe for $40, $49, somewhere around there that you can find it now. But again, this is something that I would just just tuck away and put it in your investment portfolio. All right, so number five on the list is, yes, it is the Lego Treehouse. Now, I know this set's been talked about by a lot of Lego investors. Definitely a popular set. It is, in fact, it's very popular as far as keyword searches for any kind of anything with Lego Treehouse in it or any kind of Lego tree. There's always a huge amount of keyword data as far as searches per month for that, the search volume per month. So this is something that is going to be up there with it. Now it is a very sizable investment. So if you can get this now, they have them for $169. You can see them. They come in and out of stock all the time on Amazon, on Lego.com, and Walmart are usually the ones that I see them at for that price. So if you're able to pony up that much money, these could be, I don't know. I can't even speculate how much these will do in the future. But, I always like to throw a round number in there for those things. This could potentially, when it gets up to retiring and everything, this could potentially get to $500 or more. I'm not really sure, where it is, where it's going to go. Nobody really knows. So you can only sit there and wonder what it'll be. But I think it's really good to have, if you want to have a few large sets, in your investment portfolio. It's good to have a mix of higher price sets and lower price sets and mid-range as well. You get more value and you kind of spread your risk out a little bit if you have a different mix of different things. So this is not something I'm going to be buying 50 of or anything like that, but it's still, I might have 10 or something that I would have in my collection as far as for a good investment. And again, this could be something that could retire this year, and then it could take off right after that if there's still a huge demand for it. So if we're looking at the Keepa charts right here, this really gets a pretty good rankings right here. So even in here at $199, this thing was selling for, the sales rank was around 2,000, which is very good demand around quarter four for any kind of toy or Lego or anything. And it's still held pretty strong demand, throughout that. It's gone up a little bit as far as demand, but it's still, when it's priced at that, it's still got a really strong demand. So I think this is going to be really popular when this does retire. And it's something I definitely would put in that I'm going to put in my portfolio. All right. So the last set that we're going to talk about is Lego Jurassic World Indominus Rex versus Ankylosaurus. And it's set 75941. And if you haven't seen my other set, I did a thing on Jurassic World. It was kind of dinosaurs. Take a look above. But it's, I love the Jurassic World theme. It's a movie that's been, really been shining for a long time, a lot of years over there. So it's really a set that really is going to have a strong fan base as far as collecting as well. They're also coming out with a new movie for this, I think next year, maybe this year, I'm not sure exactly when, but there is, always movies that are coming out, so the demand for that is always going to peak and stuff after those movies come out. So this one is supposed to retire this year, and I like it because it has the Indominus Rex in there, which is a really popular set. If you're piecing out, I don't know the actual part value of that, but I'm sure it's pretty good. And then the Ankylosaurus, I'm not sure if that's been another set, so that could be another value that you find as far as minifigures, as far as what the value of those are. But I also like the little roller cart thing. I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly what they call it, but that always seems to do really well whenever they're in sets. The sets just really take off. I've had some older sets that those ones that had that little roller thing in there just were really skyrocketed in value after retired. So this is something I would definitely keep in there. As you can see, this is just some little data when this was retired. Somebody was listing it for $199, but that doesn't mean they're going to get it. But $139 is probably, if it's something that's not been retired. Now, this is a big number too. It is a $100 set, but you can find this for discounts somewhere. It's definitely something I would look for on clearance if you could find that. And again, in my retiring sheet, if y'all want to get this, if you guys want to get this set, if you want to get this sheet here, you just go right to brickflips.com/retire. And again, if you want to look and see if there's anything on clearance, take a look at BrickSeek and I give you the links right to it. So if you can go down, it's organized by themes and set numbers and all that stuff. You can make a copy of it and do whatever you want with it. But hopefully that really helps you out. Well, hopefully you guys found some value in that, and you guys are kind of seeing the sets that are really good to to pick up before they retire. There's always a limited amount that you could do as far as spending your money on everything, and you have to be able to park your money in something that's going to have a good value down the road, and also that it's not going to be, it's going to not take as long. So that's why the retiring sets are the best ones to go after, because those are going to have a shorter cycle of, where you can cash out on it, down the road, and then use that to reinvest in new Legos. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego Flip.